And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
This is bad, Connie. I never should have signed up for a 7:30 a.m. class. And especially not a chemistry class.
Well, chemistry's not so bad if you have a good teacher, Penny. And everyone says that Professor Sharp is the best chemistry teacher in the state.
You mean the easiest?
Well,
everyone knows he's the least demanding professor on campus. Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
It's the dean of the science department.
Your attention, please, students. I have some bad news. Due to unforeseen circumstances, Professor Sharp will not be able to teach the fundamentals of chemistry this semester.
Oh, no.
The good news is that another faculty member has graciously offered to take his place. So allow me to introduce your instructor, Professor Eugene Meltzner.
What? Eugene?
Greetings and salutations.
We are in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Professor Sharp is having heart surgery. That's his excuse for not teaching this semester.
Now, Connie?
It's a pretty good one as excuses go.
Connie, why are you so upset?
Because it's Eugene.
And?
Whit, you should have seen the syllabus he handed out. It was bigger than the large print edition of the complete works of Charles Dickens.
It was 12 pages, actually.
I see.
Small print. And he's planning on dozens of quizzes and at least 3 major tests.
So you're worried because Eugene is demanding? Isn't the idea to learn?
I'm sure I'll learn a few things, and they won't be about chemistry.
What are you talking about?
I wonder if it's too late to withdraw from the class.
What? What? Withdraw from my class?
Oh, hi, Eugene.
Hi, Eugene. I mean, Professor.
Eugene, how's your cold coming?
Oh, getting better. Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. Miss Kendall, why would you want to withdraw from my class?
Because, well, I'm just not sure I need chemistry for my major.
You don't have a major.
Miss Kendall, it's dismaying to me to see that you are entering my class with such lack of interest.
Well, it's not your fault. It's just that chemistry's so, well, boring.
Boring? We'll see about that.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, you're not doing it, but the whole Sunday school class is supposed to join in. And Mr. Whitaker said there'd be a prize for everyone who memorizes 25 Bible verses.
What kind of prize? A free Sunday? Coupon for a large milkshake? It's too much work.
Oh.
Okay, everyone. Let's settle down and get started.
Mr. Whitaker?
Yes, Olivia?
Can you tell us the prize for memorizing the 25 verses? We only have a week left.
Well, it took some negotiating, but I've worked it all out, and I can announce this morning that the prize for this little contest will be a trip to Waterworld in 2 weeks.
Yeah!
What? Waterworld? Why didn't you say so before?
Well, I had hoped that everyone would memorize their Bible verses because it's the right thing to do, and not just for a prize.
But a prize helps.
I suppose it does. Anyway, you all have only 1 week to go, so hopefully you have most of your verses ready.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Whitaker. That's incredible.
And so is the amount of work I've got to do.
I appreciate the offer, Penny, but I really don't need the help.
Yes, you do. And it's my duty as a roommate to help you.
Good afternoon, ladies. How was chemistry class today?
Terrible.
Great.
It was terrible and great at the same time.
I
got an A on my quiz.
Too bad. Oh, and good for you.
Thanks. I got a D. I haven't gotten a D since 10th grade.
You didn't study.
This was the first quiz. It's supposed to be easy. I thought Eugene said he was going to make chemistry interesting, not intimidating.
But he has made it interesting, Connie.
Connie, you were valedictorian of your high school class. You took chemistry and passed it. What's the problem?
I don't know. There's too much to memorize.
Memorizing is easy, Connie. I told you I'd help you. I have a technique.
Oh, what is it?
Well, you put everything to music and then you sing it in your head.
Yeah, right. Like the periodic table can be sung.
It can. Listen. Beryllium is a silly one. Magnesium's not in cheesium. Instead, that would be calcium. Yummy in my tummy-um. Then I break into a chorus. Ready? Oh, it's not just a fable. It's the periodic table. Yeah.
That was impressive.
And a lot of work.
Well, you have to put something in to get something out, I always say. You don't get anything good by doing nothing.
Well, as soon as I figure out what you just said, I'll have an incredible comeback.
Connie, are you upset because Eugene is expecting you to work harder than you thought you would?
No, of course not. I'm going to work hard and get a good grade in his class. You'll see.
Hi, Olivia.
I'm guessing from the open Bible that you're memorizing verses.
Yeah, I've already memorized 5.
Oh, well, only 20 more to go by Sunday.
Yep, I'm not missing a free pass to Waterworld. Oh, make that 6.
You just said 5.
I memorized another one.
Since I just sat down?
Yep.
How? You have a photographic memory?
Yeah, but it hasn't been developed yet. Ba-doom! Actually, I came up with an idea so simple, I'm surprised you didn't think of it.
I think I'm offended.
Oh, no, never mind. I'm looking up the shortest verses in the Bible, and I've been memorizing those.
You're kidding.
Mr. Whitaker said to memorize 25 verses. He never said which ones.
All right, so recite some for me.
Okay, Job 3:2. He said.
He said what?
I don't know. That's not part of the verse.
He said that's an actual verse?
Uh-huh. Oh, I also learned Luke 17:32. Remember Lot's wife.
But what do those verses mean?
I don't know. All I have to do is memorize them.
All right, you're completely missing the point.
The point is to go to Waterworld, which I'll be doing. The shortest verses are the way to go. John 11:35. Jesus wept.
Yeah, probably because he knows what you're up to.
Says, you dropped an electron? Are you certain? To which the proton replies, I'm positive. Class dismissed.
Eugene?
Yes, Miss Kendall?
I think I'll wait in the hall.
Wait here. Can we talk?
Oh, certainly.
I think I'm going to drop this class.
What? You intend to withdraw? May I ask why?
Well, see, I don't know how to say this, but you're a little too enthusiastic.
Enthusiastic? I had no idea being enthusiastic about a subject one is teaching should be a detriment.
Enthusiastic in the sense that, well, that quiz next week.
Yes, it's scheduled in the syllabus.
Well, I just happen to be comparing syllabuses.
Syllabi. Go on.
Statistically speaking, we have roughly 3 times the number of quizzes and tests as the other fundamentals of chemistry classes.
I see.
And in a recent scientific poll, 9 out of 10 students in this very room said that your class had more quizzes than necessary.
Really? What was the margin of error?
Plus or minus the 10th student who was asleep and didn't respond.
Interesting. So, you might consider staying in the class if I were to eliminate the quiz next week.
Huh? Stay?
No, I don't want to be unreasonable, and I would prefer you remained, so I'll be happy to announce that we will forgo the quiz next week.
Okay,
favor of the individual chemistry reports, which were due on Monday, and I'll allow them to be presented on Tuesday instead.
Wait a minute. Which reports?
Well, page 7 of the syllabus. Present a chemical reaction to the class and explain why the elements react as they do. Now, if you'll pardon me, I'd better send an email to the class to let them know of your suggestion. Farewell, Connie.
Oh, that went Well?
Yeah, peachy.
Hey, Barrett. So, did you memorize your 25 verses?
Yep. And it didn't take much time at all.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to see everyone in church this morning. Now, as you know, today's the last day of the memorization challenge, so I'm looking forward to hearing some of your verses.
All right.
Later, we'll recite them to each other. But right now, I'd like to see how well-armed you are with the sword of the Spirit.
The sword of the Spirit?
The word of God.
Oh.
I assume most of you figured out that the reason I wanted you to memorize verses isn't simply to fill your brain with a bunch of words.
Oh.
Now, these verses will come in handy when you need to know the truth. My hope is that your verses will help you in the practical situations you face. For example, let's say that one of your friends wanted you to watch a movie that had bad content.
Hmm.
Did anyone learn a verse that might help in that situation?
I did.
Yes, Olivia.
Okay, Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
Great.
Yes.
You see, when we hide God's word in our hearts, we can draw on his truths whenever we need them. Let's try another one. Let's say you're about to deal with someone you've been in conflict with. You're about to have a serious conversation to straighten things out, and you're afraid. Is there a verse that comes to mind to help you? Allie.
For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Isaiah 41:13.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, and Mr. Whitaker, Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Well, that's great. Barrett, why don't you share a verse with us?
Sure. Remember Lot's wife. Luke 17:32.
Wow, that's interesting. Did you choose that verse because Jesus wanted us to remember the lesson Lot's wife teaches us when she disobeyed God?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Do you remember the context when Jesus said that?
Well,
Jesus was talking about being prepared for the days of the Son of Man. He was suggesting that we shouldn't look back like Lot's wife did or hold on to the things of this world in our hearts.
Wow.
He was telling us to be ready for the suddenness of the coming kingdom. So, you see, class, that's why it's important to know the context and the reason for each verse we learn. Do you have another verse, Barrett? That one was a little short.
Oh, you mean a longer one?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, give us a situation and how your verse would help you.
A situation?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm not very good with the situations.
I have one.
Oh, go ahead, Olivia.
Okay. So there's a kid who really, really wants something. But he decides to take the easy way.
Today I will be demonstrating the chemical reaction of my hair color product.
Oh, a bit unexpected, but proceed.
Okay, so my hair, as you can see, is already wet. And Penny, my assistant, will now bring me the hair color and the activator.
Here you go.
Thank you. My assistant has mixed these ingredients together, and I'll now apply them. All over my hair, just like so. And I massage it in completely. And that is my chemical reaction.
Huh. Can you explain a little about how the chemicals are interacting, please?
Well, in about 10 minutes, you'll see my hair turn into a lovely chestnut brown.
You mean beachy blonde.
Don't be silly, Penny. You know I always use chestnut brown.
I thought you said you wanted to try being blonde.
My assistant is kidding. I said that I wondered what it would look like to be blonde at 1 a.m. after a 2-liter bottle of caffeinated soda.
Well, on the upside, the reaction is working wonderfully. And your hair is already getting lighter.
My assistant will now show how we can stop this reaction, since I don't want to have blonde hair. Give me the water, Penny.
Water won't stop the oxidation process. The bleach oxidizes the hair's melanin molecule, leaving it colorless.
Well spoken, Miss Wise. Now, if you'll allow me to find something that may be of assistance here.
Hurry, Eugene, do something!
Be calm, Miss Kendall. Some sodium perborate is what we need, and incidentally, class, the monohydrate form dissolves better than the tetrahydrate and has higher heat stability.
What do I do with it?
Now mix a half a cup with water and rinse it through. Here.
Thanks! Oh, if you'll excuse me, class, this experiment's over!
Whoa. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Good. Chemistry, week 3. Review isotopes. Hand back projects. Remind students in second row to leave pillows at home.
Eugene?
Miss Kendall. Your hair looks lovely. I believe those blonde parts are called highlights.
Yeah, that works as an explanation for now. Thanks for saving the rest of my hair.
Oh, well, you're most welcome. Have you come now to tell me that you still plan to withdraw from the class?
Look, about that, I'm sorry. I know I haven't been the best student in your class. It's just been really hard for me.
So I've observed.
It's chemistry. We don't mix well, if you know what I mean. I just
Connie, I happen to know that you're entirely capable of excelling in this class, as you have in so many others. There's another part of this chemistry we're not addressing.
What chemistry?
Me.
You?
I only ask because, well, as you recall, there was once a situation where you became my teacher and I was perhaps less than cooperative at the time. I have to wonder if the same thing is happening here in reverse, simply because in this class, I am an authority over you.
I'm not afraid of you, Eugene.
Well, I'm not suggesting that you're afraid of me. I'm suggesting that the awkwardness of this change in our relationship, combined with a subject in which I excel and you struggle, may have created a different fear.
What fear?
Perhaps the fear that if you succeed in class, I would remind you of it in the future as if it were due to my teaching prowess. And alternatively, if you fail the class, then you will have failed in front of a friend with whom you have an amiable rivalry. I suppose this puts you in an unwinnable situation, causing conflicting emotions, and as a result, you haven't applied yourself as you normally would.
Well, that's complicated and profound. So, are you saying I'm having trouble in your chemistry class because of my pride?
No. I'm merely suggesting the possibility. And I'm convinced, without a doubt, that you're more than capable of learning chemistry. If you put as much effort into the class as you've been putting into avoiding it, you would succeed mightily.
You're right.
Pardon me?
You're right, Eugene. I admit it. I've allowed our relationship to complicate something that shouldn't be complicated. I need to do my best, that's all.
Oh, well, excellent.
So, I better go study. We still have another quiz coming up, right?
Indeed we do.
Oh, there you go, Olivia. One strawberry milkshake.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker. I am really excited about tomorrow.
Me too. The weather looks great for a day at the water park.
Yeah.
And here's another water worlder. Hello, Barrett.
Hi. Actually, I need to talk to you about that, Mr. Whitaker.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to Waterworld.
What?
Why not?
I don't deserve it. Even though I technically memorized 25 verses, I did it the lazy way. I didn't really learn any of the things you wanted us to learn. And I'm sorry.
Well, thank you, Barrett. But you don't need to apologize to me.
Yeah, I know. Jesus wept.
Well, apart from that, the one you hurt was you. Which is often the case when we take a shortcut to something as important as the Bible. We're the ones missing out on what we could learn.
Yeah, I got that part. So, I thought I'd let you know. Have fun at Waterworld.
Tell you what, Barra. If you agree to learn the meaning and context behind each of those verses you memorized and share them with the class, you can still come.
Really?
Yes. I mean, those verses are in the Bible for a reason, you know. Even the short ones. Will you do that?
I sure will. Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Besides, I need you to go.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I need someone to go down the drop of doom with me. I can't go by myself.
Okay, I'm going to prepare for the trip now.
Right now?
Yep. If I'm going to be spending all day with you, I better memorize some more verses. On patience.
What did he mean by that?
Now, you've been studying chemistry for hours, Connie. I'm impressed. But shouldn't you take a break?
No, I can't stop now. I'm actually starting to understand it. We had a test yesterday, and I knew most of the answers. Or at least I think I did, but I got confused on the metalloids part.
Greetings, everyone.
Hello, Eugene.
Good afternoon, Professor.
I come bearing news.
Good news? Or bad?
Well, firstly, my cold is better. That's the good news. Oh. And secondly, I have come to personally deliver your exam, Connie.
You're giving it to me now instead of in class tomorrow? Is it to save me the embarrassment? I can't look. Penny, you look for me.
Well, there are some red marks on it. But I can't see what you missed because of the big B-plus written on the front.
B-plus? Oh, thank you, Eugene!
Oh, there's no need to thank me, Connie. It was your work.
Look at this wet. Can you believe it?
That's wonderful, Connie. Congratulations.
You're right, Eugene. I admit it.
What?
You're right, Eugene.
Wrong number.
Eugene, was that your ringtone?
Well, yes, you may recall that I was recording my notes when you came in to see me the other night. Well, I just happened to record what you said, and
happened
I thought maybe it would...
Happen to record it and happen to make it your ringtone?
It was such a rare statement. I needed some verifiable proof,
well,
and I didn't want
to
lose it, so I...
right now. Other people can't hear that. Think of my reputation, and you promised.
No.
Remember what you said about amiable rivalry?
Well, this is amiable to me. It's
no,
risible,
no,
actually.
No. Give me that phone now.
No.
Hard work. Whether it's learning the meaning of Bible verses or the elements of the periodic table, always pays off. In Colossians 3:17, Paul tells fellow Christians, "Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus." Later in the same chapter, he says to work with all your heart as working for the Lord. I hope you'll face every new job, chore, or homework assignment as an opportunity to put your trust in God to help you do your very best. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. No Chemistry Whatsoever was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Bob Hoos, with sound design by Nathan Jones, and our music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our talented cast was made up of oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, calcium, phosphorus, and other important chemical elements. That cast included Katie Lee, Kimmy Robertson, Will Ryan, Kelly Stables, Andy Pessoa, and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.